Chapter 4. The Pin Response. When ACE researchers first established that what occurred in our childhood could impact what later happened with our health, they were left with what scientists refer to as a scientific gap. What was the biological mechanism through which childhood trauma impacted a person's brain and body for life? In the few years since the ACE study was first published, researchers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Kaiser, as well as scientists from other research institutions, have continued to search out the answer to this question. And it seems to lie in the way the young brain reacts to being repeatedly thrust into a state of fight or flight. We've all heard stories about how fight or flight can alter a person's physical state in a flash. The plot foil of a popular comic book and TV show from my own childhood, The Incredible Hulk, centered on just this precept. A nice guy scientist suffers from a curse in which extreme emotional stress causes him to morph into a powerful, enormous green monster possessing superhuman strength. We sometimes hear, in real life, the occasional news story of a person who is able to lift the mangled end of a car and single-handedly save a trapped passenger. My husband's family tells a similar tale. When Zen was 2 years old, an enormous 3-foot-tall iron radiator weighing over 400 pounds was being removed from his house during a renovation. Workmen left it leaning against a wall. A curious toddler, he tried to climb up on it, and it toppled on top of him. His mom pulled it up and him out. The next day, it took 3 grown men to lift that radiator and haul it away. Fight or flight is the reason why, in that split second, my elegant, petite mother-in-law, who stands 4 feet 11 inches and weighs all of 90 pounds, became the proverbial mother who would and could do the impossible to save her child. Fight or flight does completely alter our body, but only occasionally in ways that are quite so beneficial or so evident to outside observers. Usually, the effects of fight or flight are far less tangible or visible, even as potent changes are taking over our body chemistry, hormonal activity, and inflammatory processes within. Whenever we face any externally stressful event, a pink slip, a purse snatcher, the two...